Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host,
Jay Langjans. Hi, everybody. I'm doing a short one today. Today is a busy day. I am going to a poker tournament this evening, Texas Hold'em Poker. It's been put together so that we can watch the fights on pay-per-view, watch Conor McGregor fight Floyd Mayweather. It took me the longest time to get his name right, Mayweather. You know, not Merryweather. But anyway, it's funny because often I'll hear other people saying it and laughing because that's not his name. Anyway, I expect we're going to watch 10 rounds of one guy running away from another guy, which is pretty much all of Mayweather's fights for all 49 and 0 of them. But who knows? Maybe the Irishman will get lucky, you know. I know quite a few people who put money down hoping that the Irishman will get lucky. And that Conor McGregor's going to knock him out. And he's going to swing that fist. And he's going to hit him right on the chin and send him to La La Land. He uses many more expletive words than that. But, yeah. Anyway, I am not recording downstairs in my booth. I was getting chores done today and I inadvertently turned on the dishwasher. So it's going away quite merrily down on the main floor, which is right above the sound room. So, you know, there's something that can't happen before recording, washing the dishes in the dishwasher, and probably for a couple hours after, because it's going to vent. The hot water tank, like I think I said before, has got to heat up and vent after it's drained. So anyway, so along with that, those evening plans, I still have to go to the location and drop off tables and tabletops for poker. We've done this tournament probably, this will be the seventh or eighth time, the eighth time, I think. And I've done fairly well most of the tournaments. I think the last two I did not do so well and I was out before the end. But I've won once, I've come in second twice, and I've come in third three times. So, yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to playing that. I could use some extra spending cash. That's the way I look at it. Win some extra cash and watch a free fight. And it's all dads from around in the town that I live in. We have a big group called the Airdrie Dads. And we're a fundraising group. We do a lot of charity stuff for the food bank here in town. We have golf tournaments and we have food drives. And we even had a special beer made this year with, it's called Fatherhood Ale. And we had had that all deckled up. And, you know, it was expensive beer, mind you. It was $9 a bottle. Or for your American folk, it's like $6.75, I guess. I don't know. Fairly expensive for a beer that you're buying at the store. But I think, I'm not sure if like 10%, a percentage of the proceeds went to one of the many fundraisers that we support. So the poker nights, there's going to be a portion of that is going to go to charity. And then a little bit will go to pay for the fights for the guy who's hosting it. And then the rest is up for grabs for the people playing. Yeah, so with all that said and done, speaking of not staying on target and not talking about what I wanted to talk about, I was going to say ADD, ADHD. I commented on the post, I live in a household of the attention deficit. Everybody here has it. I personally didn't think that I ever was. It may be contagious. Maybe it's just living with the behavior for so long after 12 years of sort of become a little ADD myself. I find concentration tasks darn sight harder than they used to be. The hyper-focus thing, though, I have seen it in action, and it's pretty amazing to watch somebody just, you know, hyper-focus on one thing and get that one thing done. Yeah, everything you guys have been saying, I could see all of that stuff in my wife and my kids. You know what? I think that I think not fitting into the mold and not fitting in what everybody expects, I think that unique characteristic makes people interesting. And I think a lot of other people are pretty boring. I know that we live quite the exciting life as far as spontaneity, and you never know what to expect and what's coming around the next bend. And I like that, so no complaints from me. But it is difficult. But I do know that the older you get, the easier it gets. So, yeah, I'm watching the young ones right now struggle with it. And some days I feel bad for them. Anyway, moving on.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we'd like to wish you a good evening and a good night. Oh, now my phone's ringing. Sorry,
my mother is calling on FaceTime. They've had to fly to England because my grandfather is not doing well, and they don't expect him to make it much longer, so she's at his bedside. I think that she was just trying to FaceTime me, though. She said she was going to do it tomorrow. There are 7 hours. It's only 9 o'clock there, so can't be that for tomorrow. Anyway, we'll go back to actually my exit there.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we'd like you to wish a good evening. We'd like to wish you a good evening and a good night, depending on your life choices. Jessica Jones, Defenders.
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 license.